Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, May 8th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line at steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Now that's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Smurfa Kappa has acquired Atlas Packaging. Also making headlines, Mondi says it will sell its Russian assets. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, May 6th at 45.18, up 45 points or 1% from the April 29th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 4-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 0.1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were IT Tech Packaging, up 60.7%, followed by Louisiana-Pacific gaining 14.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, down 30.1%. 30.1%, folks. Over the past year, Veritiv has been the top performer, gaining 201%, while the deepest decliner was Schweitzer Modi, down by 46%. If you have sharp memories, folks, it's been IT Tech Packaging until this past week, but now it's Schweitzer Modi, down 46%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is down 0.1%, while the PM40 is unchanged. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline, United Kingdom. Smurfit Kappa acquires Atlas Packaging. Smurfit Kappa UK has expanded with an acquisition of an independent firm. Atlas Packaging, based in Barnstaple, North Devon, is a corrugated packaging provider with a strong market presence in shelf-ready packaging, gift boxing, and the e-commerce sector. Now, Eddie Fellows, chief executive of Smurfit Kappa Corrugated UK and Ireland, commented, quote, "I am delighted with this acquisition and to welcome another strong professional management team into the Smurfit Kappa organization. The business has an established customer base across several industries and an excellent reputation. This acquisition will further strengthen our ability to service the UK market and our customers with innovative and sustainable packaging solutions." End of quote. Mugga and Dateline United Kingdom. Mondi to sell Russian assets. British paper and packaging firm Mondi PLC said on Wednesday that it will sell its Russian assets, the latest company to exit the country following Moscow's invasion of the Ukraine. Mondi said that the net asset value of its Russian operations was €687 million, which correlates to $724.9 million as of December 31st, and it has suspended all significant capital expenditure projects in the country. Quote, "Having assessed all options for the group's interest in Russia and recognizing its corporate values and stakeholder responsibilities, the board has decided to divest the group's Russian assets," Mondi said in a statement. "Hundreds of companies have suspended operations in Russia or withdrawn from the country completely since the war started due to complications of doing business there." Mondi said there could not be any certainty on the timing and structure of any possible transactions, given that the sale process is operationally and structurally complex and is being undertaken in an evolving political and regulatory environment. The packaging firm also said it was in talks with its customers to further increase prices across the business due to continued cost pressures. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline, Delaware, Ohio. Greif Incorporated announces price hikes. Greif Incorporated, a global leader in industrial packaging products and services, announced that it is implementing a $50 per ton price increase for all grades of uncoated recycled paperboard, the URB, and coated recycled paperboard, CRB. The recycled paperboard increase is effective with new orders and shipments on or after June 6, 2022. The company said these price increases are in response to inflationary cost increases in transportation, energy, labor, chemicals, maintenance, and other raw materials, and continued strong demand across the Greif paperboard and converting network. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers. It just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Paperitalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Finland. Metsaboard explores possibilities to increase folding boxboard capacity, and I guess capability would work too, in Finland or Sweden. The need for sustainably produced packaging materials that promote the circular economy is growing worldwide. Now, Metsaboard, part of Metsa Group, is a leading European producer of fresh fiber paperboards and a forerunner in sustainability. This is according to Metsa. The company's fresh fiber paperboards are resource efficient and help reduce the carbon footprint of packaging throughout the value chain. Global demand for high-quality fresh fiber paperboards has grown around 2-3% per year in the recent years and is expected to continue to grow at least in that same rate in the future. Now, they said all that to say this. According to its strategy, Metsaboard aims to grow in fiber-based packaging materials and renew its industrial operations. To support its customers' growth and strengthen its service capability, the company is exploring possibilities to increase its folding boxboard capacity in Finland or Sweden. You know what that means, folks. The evaluation of options is expected to be completed by the end of 2022. Metsaboard's current annual paperboard capacity is approximately 2 million metric tons, of which 1.3 million metric tons is folding boxboard and 0.7 million metric tons white kraft liners. The company is Europe's largest producer of folding boxboard and white kraft liners. Okay. Now, Metsaboard has an ongoing investment at its Husum integrated mill in Sweden that will increase the company's annual folding boxboard capacity by approximately 200,000 metric tons. The investment is expected to be completed in the second half of 2023, and the additional capacity is expected to be reached by the end of 2025. Dateline Helsinki. UPM Biochemicals and Kron Kemi sign exclusive distribution agreement for UPM Biomotion Renewable Functional Fillers. UPM Biochemicals and Kron Kemi Deutschland GmbH signed an exclusive distribution agreement to market UPM Biomotion Renewable Functional Fillers, also known as RFF, in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. RFF are a completely new category of functional fillers replacing fossil-based carbon black and precipitated silica. Now, the distribution agreement covers UPM Biomotion X10, X20, and X40 product grades to be used in plastics, adhesives, and sealants, as well as paints and coatings. UPM Biomotion Renewable Functional Fillers, again known as RFF, have a significantly lower CO2 footprint compared to traditional oil-based products. They enable companies to respond to drastically changing market conditions, increasing consumer demands for advanced product sustainability, and to make a tangible contribution to achieving the 2050 climate targets. Dateline De Quincy, Louisiana. Fire at Interfor facility. A small fire at Interfor's lumber mill in De Quincy, Louisiana, was quickly brought under control, mill officials said. There were no visible flames from the heavy smolder in the baghouse at the mill, according to mill manager Marty Rector. No injuries were reported. The fire was handled by a crew at the mill, although the fire department did arrive on the scene, he said. There were no major issues, Rector said. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Burnaby, British Columbia. Interfor acquires minority interest in GreenFirst Forest Products Incorporated. Interfor Corporation announced that its wholly owned subsidiary, Interfor East Limited, together with the company Interfor, has acquired a total of basically 28.6 million common shares in the capital of GreenFirst Forest Products Incorporated from Rayonier Advanced Material Canada, GP, which represents approximately 16.2% of GreenFirst issued and outstanding common shares. The total cash consideration was approximately 56 million Canadian dollars, or $1.94 Canadian per share, and certain price protection provisions will apply in limited circumstances during a defined period following the transaction. This acquisition was made for investment purposes and builds upon and is complementary to Interfor's recent expansion into Eastern Canada through the acquisition of Ecom Timber Corporation in February of 2022, the company said. Before the transaction, Interfor did not own or have any control or direction over any common shares or other securities of GreenFirst. Depending on various factors, including without limitation market conditions, general economic and industrial conditions, GreenFirst's business and financial condition, and or any other factors that Interfor may deem relevant, Interfor may take such actions with respect to its investment in GreenFirst as it deems appropriate, including without limitation, 1. Acquiring or disposing of securities of GreenFirst, and or 2. Developing plans or intentions of taking actions which relate to or would result in one or more transactions, including securities of GreenFirst. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Vertiv closes sale of Canadian operations to Imperial Dade. Vertiv Corporation is a full-service provider of business-to-business products, services, and solutions, announced that it's completed the sale of its Vertiv Canada Incorporated business to Imperial Dade. Effective last week, Vertiv's approximately 900 employees in Canada are now employees of Imperial Dade. Quote, "With the completion of the sale of our Canadian operations, we can further focus on our strategy to invest in high-growth, higher-margin businesses and geographies and build on our industry-leading packaging and facility solutions capabilities," said Sal Ababate, Vertiv's chief executive officer. Sal continues, quote, "We thank our Canada employees for their hard work and dedication to Vertiv, and we wish them well. As part of the Imperial Dade team, we will continue working closely with Imperial Dade to execute a smooth and successful transition for customers and suppliers of our Canada business," end of quote. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso continues to invest in renewable energy at production sites. Stora Enso will invest 10 million euros at its Enocell pulp mill in Finland to replace fossil-based heavy fuel oil with renewable pitch oil. This will reduce the environmental impact of the operations and help in reaching the ambitious target for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, Store Enso said. Now, currently, the main energy source for Enocell pulp, the pulp mill, are renewable black liquor, bark, and sawdust powder, but fossil-based heavy fuel oil is needed when the pulp mill is started up after maintenance stops or production disturbances. By replacing heavy fuel oil with pitch oil that is made from trees, Enocell Pulp Mill aims to become a site running 100% on bioenergy and thus reducing its fossil CO2 emissions by almost 70,000 metric tons annually, which is approximately 50% of Biomaterials Division's fossil CO2 emissions and a significant contribution to achieving Stora Enso's climate targets. Congrats to them. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.